Okay, so yesterday we saw a very important bir halacha about what does a person do if they did not focus during the first paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei. So could they continue in their Shmoneh Esrei, or could they not? And especially, again, we saw, if you're davening with a minyan, so there'll be a chazan repeating Shmoneh Esrei, so maybe one should stop, wait, and then the chazan will say, start the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, and you will have a mind to be yotza with that part of the Shmoneh Esrei which you weren't focusing on. And when he gets to wherever you're up to, where you woke up, so then you'll continue on. So that's what we discussed yesterday. In Beis, we see another very important halacha. Lo yispal b'libo belvad. You saw, and as far as other things are concerned, if you're in a dirty place or things like that, about thinking Shema, thinking brachos. Here we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei, you can't think in your heart. Ela mechatech hadvarim b'svasav. Person has to bring forth the words with his lips. Umashmia la'ozna b'lachash. And should be audible to your ears quietly. Obviously, we know what the problem is going to be. V'lo yashmia kolo. But on the other hand, your voice shouldn't be heard. Let's say you can't daven that quietly because you can't focus if you're so quiet. You could raise your voice. But when are you allowed to raise your voice? That's only if you're davening not in a shul, not in a with a group of other people. But if you're davening in a tzibur asur, you're not allowed to raise your voice. You're not allowed to be audible to others. Why? The asi l'mitra tziburi. Because it'll bother people. It'll bother people. You hear this every once in a while, not too often. Somebody is davening and you can hear them. And it's bothersome. So here we see that a person's not allowed to do that. The Rama says, v'im mashmi'a kolo v'beiso. But if you daven out loud when you're davening at home, meaning without a minyan, so that your kids learn from you, in other words, they'll learn how to daven, learn how to say the words, they'll learn so many things, so that's okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that you're probably familiar with this, that the source for this in-between level of volume for davening is from Chana. We know Shmuel's mother, that she was davening, and the Navi says, Raks Vasel knows the kolo lo yishama, that her lips were moving, but Eli couldn't hear her voice. He didn't hear her voice. So you all know the rest of the story. He thought maybe she was inebriated. Okay, so on and so forth. But anyways, the reason why the Navi brings that out, obviously, is that we should learn from it. We should learn that a person should not raise their voice. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person does, they're miketane amona. They're small in their belief in Hashem. Because the Mishnah Berurah goes on to explain that idol worshippers used to do that. They used to scream. We see that at Har Carmel with the Nevi'ah of all the... Scream louder because maybe he's asleep. Maybe he can't hear you. Maybe, you know, need a better PA system. So therefore, you're not supposed to be loud.
Was Chana by herself or were there was people there with?
I don't know how many people there. Obviously, Eli was there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down the Birkei Yosef and the Chai Adam that a person should daven quietly enough that even if someone is next to you, he should not be able to hear it. Okay, and then the Mishnah Berurah says you have to be careful if you have to raise your voice slightly, so again, it doesn't bother other people. Mishnah Berurah also says this not only applies not only to Shmoneh Esrei, but the Mishnah Berurah in Zion says it also applies to Pesukei de Zimra. That if you're too loud, now obviously Pesukei de Zimra, you don't have to be quiet. You could, you know, people say it louder. But you shouldn't be too loud that it bothers people. Because Hashem hears. Hashem hears and you don't have to. So again, with Pesukei de Zimra, obviously, It's not like Shmoneh Esrei that you're so quiet. But again, this idea that you should be not a burden onto other people. Believe it or not, I know a case where a rabbi, he didn't lose a job, he quit before they fired him. But the rabbi himself told me that he lost the job, or was whatever you want to call it, because he was davening too loud. Not Shmoneh Esrei, obviously, but Sukkah Zimra, or something like that. And then he told me that people were bothered by it. So I think there were other issues anyways. But I'm sure that wasn't just the only issue.
So between those two, in Yanim, of davening loud enough to hear yourself and not disturbing
right, it's a fine line.
The most important part, though, is not disturbing.
It's a fine line, right. So in other words, it has... Now, see, we're going to get into that a little more, but the Mishmar also discusses it here, that you should be able to... You have to say the words. You have to say the words. So in other words, you are audibilizing the words. It's very important. See, that's why, as you can see from the halakha, it's a very fine line. You can't daven in your heart, which means you can't think Shmoneh Esrei. So it has to be, as the Milchamer says, that you say the words, and hopefully it's maybe audible to yourself.
What if you're on a
camera? Oh, we're not talking about that. We're talking about,
if you're packed on sardines in a can, like Nana or some shuls are, and you raise your voice loud enough to hear yourself would disturb others, then
right.
What,
so
what should you do?
You try to keep it quieter. The Mishnah Berurah talks about that. Where to go? Well, it's here. But again, there's a very shocking Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says that if you can't have Kavana by davening so quietly, it's better to daven at home. But, he says, Ein lanu lachoros heter zeh lispal biyachid. We don't tell people about this, that they just daven at home. Because, so they could daven better. Because it's tricky, right? You know, somebody will start saying, well, you know, I daven. Ramosha, I think, has a tshuva, so many years ago, has a tshuva like that. Somebody wrote him, said, I have more kavana when I daven at home. What should I do, daven at home or daven shul? So Ramosha writes back, daven at shul. Right? So in other words, that's exactly what the Bir Halacha is worried about. In other words, person will start saying, you know, and then they daven at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and then, you know, like, I daven better, right? So it's really Yetzahara that you think you daven better when you daven at home. But obviously we know from other areas in the Halacha that the Kedusha, the Shul, and everything like that. So in other words, that's what you have to do. You have to try to make it audible to yourself, but not to other people.
Is it actually encouraged for you to raise your voice loud enough at home that other family members should hear, or is it just...
No, you have to be careful. You have to know if it bothers them. It can always go wrong. Yeah, Dr. Pines.
Is the children just in a smock to as far as the source? Because although the Navi was mocking them with this, they were screaming to wake up, you know,
we pass this way on Halakha. It's brought down in the Gemara. Passing this way, yeah.